Today's homily is entitled, The Humble Servant. Well over a century ago, there was a student from Paris who was on a train back to Paris. He was studying science, and he was sitting next to an older man who was praying the rosary, and the student noticed that he was going from bead to bead to bead to bead. And this student was, well, not discreet. And so he turned to this older man, and he said to him, "Why are you allowing for those beads to slip through your fingers? You don't still believe in such outdated things, do you?" To which the man responded, "Yes, I do. Don't you?" And this young student laughed and admitted, "I don't believe those silly things anymore. Take my advice. Open the window of the train and throw that rosary out, because where we want to be is hearing what science has to say." This young brash student noticed that the older man had tears in his eyes, and he said, "What kind of science are you talking about?" And the younger man said, "Well, if you give me your address, I'll be happy to send you some articles." And so the older man took out his card and gave it to this younger man, and the younger man looked at it, and he had a look of shame on his face, and he was speechless. The card said, "Louis Pasteur, Director of the Institute of Scientific Research, Paris." That proud science student encountered one of the leading scientists of his country, a chemist, a bacteriologist, a man of humility, a man who had a servant heart. Today, we are having our second homily in a series of homilies that I'm giving over the course of 4 Sundays, where you have to put up with me at every Mass. And during these homilies, we're thinking of these themes of Jesus as prophet, priest, and king. 2 weeks ago, we thought of Jesus' priestly ministry as we thought about worship. 2 weeks from now, we'll be thinking about his prophetic ministry as we think of the ministry of evangelization and teaching. And today, we're going to think about the kingly ministry of Jesus, which has to do with service. When a baby is baptized, immediately after his or her baptism, they are anointed with the oil of chrism. And these words are said over the child: "Jesus now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, king, so may you live always as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life." Now here's the key to this. To share more and more in everlasting life is to discover that we too have this threefold vocation: prophet, priest, and king. And perhaps in some of our lives, one will be a focus more than the other two. When we think about this life of service in relation to Louis Pasteur, all we have to do is open your fridge. His name's on every milk container: pasteurized. What a remarkable thing. Out of his love for his Lord, his love for study, and his love to serve, if you had a glass of milk today, you have Louis Pasteur to thank for that. And so, as we think now about this theme of the coming together of humility that inspires us to service, I want to focus on our first reading from Zephaniah and the Psalm. The Zephaniah passage speaks about what it is to live in relationship with God. If you have your missalette in front of you, you might turn to the passage, because I'm going to reference the text as I now move on. And I want to start with the first verse of that passage. And notice the governing verb, seek. Listen to what it says. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who do his commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. As I read this verse from the prophet Zephaniah, it brought to mind this verse from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, where Jesus says his kingdom is what we are to seek first, before anything and everyone and all else. Again, let me share with you a little bit more about Louis Pasteur. He went to college to study science, and he struggled at first, and he dropped out. He then went back to school and studied science, and this time he got to the final exam, but he failed. But he didn't give up. He persevered. He continued to work towards the goal that he believed God was calling him to. And through his perseverance, in 1847, Louis Pasteur received his doctorate. He said of himself these words, "Let me tell you the secret that has led me to my goal. My strength lies solely in my tenacity." Tenacity, perseverance, having a single heart, a single focus, seeking in humility to understand the world in which we live and to love the God who is our Lord. This is what we see with Louis Pasteur. But I want to go on now and read the next part of today's Zephaniah passage, because this is key. We go on to read, "For I will leave in the midst of you a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and utter no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. Then they will pasture and lie down, and none shall make them afraid." The governing word of what I have just read is the word remnant. What is a remnant? A remnant is a small community of faith that is surrounded by a community of unbelief. Louis Pasteur on that train represented that remnant. When Zephaniah was writing, the people of God represented a remnant, people who in humility, people who were lowly, who were able to say, "I want to seek the name of the Lord." How beautifully St. Paul in the reading from Corinthians speaks about this remnant community when he writes, "But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God." We can only find authentic community and our authentic self when we realize that the church is always countercultural, always. And to be this remnant community invites us into a place of integrity as well. Listen again to Zephaniah. "They will utter no lies, nor shall deceitful tongue be found in their mouths." This is what we at St. Peter's are to aspire to. This is the kind of community that by his Holy Spirit, Jesus is wanting to form here more and more. And when we discover this, something happens in our lives increasingly. We become more wonder-filled. We become more wonder-filled. Again, to quote Louis Pasteur, "The more I study nature, the more I stand amazed at the work of the Creator. Science brings men and women nearer to God." Science brings men and women nearer to God. But you have to have the attitude of humility. And out of that place of a humble heart, we then discover what it is to live with servant hands. I don't have time to go into more details about Louis Pasteur, but his life was sent by God into the world to serve the world in the ways that he did. And so in conclusion, I want to reflect with you now briefly on today's psalm. And what struck me about this beautiful psalm is it is actually an expression of Jesus Christ, the servant king. If you've got the missal there in front of you, if you could turn to the psalm, it'd be good to follow along. And could I invite everyone here, if you can have some time today, to sit with this psalm for 15 minutes or so, quietly, and reflect on how it can inspire us to become more like our servant king, Jesus Christ. Listen to what the psalm says about the way God serves. First of all, the Lord keeps faith forever. He is loyal and true to his word. He is just and he cares for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. He sets prisoners free. He opens the eyes of the blind, lifts up those who are bowed down. He loves the righteous, watches over strangers, upholds the orphan and the widow. And it sort of strikes me that those in pursuit of science, when they see the fruit that it can bear, this, I think, is a beautiful expression of that. And think of how the Catholic Church, at her best, has been involved in caring for the oppressed, feeding the hungry, setting prisoners free, opening the eyes of the blind, helping those who are bowed down, loving what it is to share in a righteous community, welcoming strangers, upholding orphans and widows. This is why the church exists, in part because Jesus is the king and this is his kingdom. One last verse from the psalm that I just want to share with you. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. This is the kingdom that is eternal. And isn't it beautiful that we're being given the gift now to share in it? Isn't it wonderful that we have examples like men like Louis Pasteur, who can model for us how it is to be confident in God in an age of such skepticism? That we can be the kind of people who, like Louis Pasteur, so beautifully, I think, embodied the collect, the prayer with which this Mass began. For at the beginning of the Mass, we prayed these words: Grant us, Lord, our God, that we may honor you with all our mind. Louis Pasteur did that. And love everyone in truth of heart. Louis Pasteur tried to do that as well. Wouldn't it be beautiful if St. Peter's became ever more this kind of community? To be a place where our minds are used to honor God and our hearts are used to love people. Although our contributions will be different from those of Louis Pasteur, we can be motivated by his humble servant heart. When we do this, St. Peter's will increasingly be a remnant community where we will live out Psalm 146 and discover the meaning of Zephaniah. May I ask you to ponder this week, this question: what does it mean for me to live and serve with humility in my daily life and so extend the kingdom of God? Jesus is prophet, priest, and king.